Okay, with Christian Schuh, Seconds in Eternity is the short film. Well, one at the Wild Sound Festival, a film from Germany, also from Estonia. Is it like a kind of a co-production?
It is, in fact, actually, my company sits in Estonia while I'm residing in Malaysia and in Germany, so it's a bit of a international
Wow,
setup that I have.
that's like you're going to all the continents, I guess.
Yes.
So where did you film it? Where did you film the film?
We filmed in Thailand that
Oh
one
wow.
shot, but we just filmed in Germany.
So it's a 42 minute film, which is a long for a short film, but it works. And
Correct.
obviously very actor kind of dependent, I guess you can say, right? Like your
Yeah.
main actress is very like it's very you need she needs to pull off a great performance, I guess, right?
Absolutely. The thing was, what we wanted to achieve at first was also like 20 to 30 minutes maximum short film.
Yeah.
But after we came up with the script, we realized that's not so easy to manage to tell the story in that short time. And we wanted to show a little bit more around her life, around what she's been facing, what kind of difficulties, what kind of things the main actress be facing in that time. So we decided to basically skip many film festivals, because with that length, even over 40 minutes, you're out of, I believe, 30, 40, 50% of all the film festivals,
Yeah.
but to tell the story. And well, at the end, it was a good outcome with Wild Sound as well.
So were you ever thinking of that? Well, if it's 40 minutes, why don't I just make it an hour and 10 minutes? Why don't I just make it a feature film?
Yes, but not with this topic. We didn't plan to go that far to extend it to 42 minutes. We thought, short film, 30 minutes maybe, that would be it. But then we ended up with 42 minutes, including the credits, and then we thought, okay, that's it. For a feature film, you need a lot more story, I believe.
Yeah.
But we will do that most probably next year, go into production.
All right, you just mentioned the credits. Let's talk about the opening credits because they're long, right? It's like but it's kind of amazing. It's like a film in itself. You could like just take the opening credits of your film and make it an experimental 3 minute film. Because it's a story in itself, right? Black and white showing the roses. So tell me about that process and like and why you decided to add that to the beginning of your film.
To me, that as you know, the film is about an older woman want to take back the young life of
Yeah.
somebody else in a film noir style. I don't want to spoil too much of the movie, but I wanted to show that already, this kind of story already within the opening credits. So we have this metamorphosis from the seed that grow into a flower that starts blooming and then at the end vanishing.
Yeah.
Same like us, same like a human, like kind of a circle of life.
Yeah. And that's yeah, that and that's the thing with the character in your film is that soon as the rose blooms, right? Or as soon as the flower blooms, it can't go back, right? It's like it's beautiful, it's amazing, but you know within a few days it's gonna die, right?
Exactly. And what I wanted to achieve, or what we also wanted to achieve as a team, is that we understand that we are living in the moment. We are living now and here. And what we make out of this situation or out of this moment is important. Not what have been. Yes, it's shaping us, of course, yeah. But what is important is live in the moment and make the best out of it, because this moment will pass and you won't get a second chance on it. You will be older, you will have more experience, but you won't get it back. You can't relive it.
Yeah. Well, you've heard of the phrase "the youth is wasted on the youth," right?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
It is true. Yeah,
Because we
in
don't
some
know.
kind of.
It's funny. I was talking about this with somebody the other day, yesterday, last night. who has health issues, and it's like they realize that, wait a minute, I'm gonna die. And it's like you never think about it until like there's a moment in your life you're like, oh my God, it's like I'm not young anymore. Like this is there's an end point to our lives, right? So, and I think that's what your film is about in many ways. I just lost your audio. I just lost your audio.
Can you
There,
still
now I
hear
hear you.
me?
Now I hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know about if you heard about that Latin phrase, memento mori. It is stoicism expression for we will die, basically. You will die. And we all don't know when we will die. So that's what I had in my mind. And that's also what the main character goes through in the film. She's having the same metamorphosis like that flower that is brought up in the opening credits. She was once a young flower, flourishing and enjoying life and all of this. But now she's old and she's, maybe already on the way to end the life. And she wants to take back that youth that she can't take back. And she's even willing to kill somebody only to get it back. And this kind of understanding, I wanted to transport and transfer. I wanted to show the like her story from being that depressed, angry, lonely person that changes to accept the way life is and the fate that she has, and become one more that flourishing person that is fine with whatever happens, but lives in the moment.
It's just it's like one of those things where like it's like we get nostalgic about our past and we forget about our present and about like just being who we are now, right? We're like, and we're chasing something that can't happen, right? We can't go backwards. Yeah, I just lost you again. I lost your audio again.
I don't know what's wrong,
Now I
but
hear you
because
again.
I
Now I
can
hear you
see
now.
myself, it's still on.
Okay, go ahead. I hear you now.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what is. Wait, let me check. But microphone, everything is in place.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, I lost you again. I lost you again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now if you stay there. Yeah.
Crazy. Okay,
Anytime you
okay.
lean back in your chair, I lose your audio. I don't know why.
Yeah, okay. Then I will just stay like that. What did
We're
we
just
just
talking
talk
about like you
about?
can't go backwards. Like you're like
Yes.
we don't want to like sometimes we forget about living in our moments and being who we are now instead of like and because we're so nostalgic about the past, right?
Exactly. And for me, it was important to show that journey that the main character is struggling with, and the struggle she faces in accepting herself the way she is, because there are so many things we can't change the past. We don't know about the future. So all what we have is now, the present moment. And if we can do our best to make the best out of that, I think that's the most important thing.
All right, let's talk about the film itself. So you have well, it's a lot of it's in black and white. Her past is in color, which is interesting because usually it's the opposite in a lot of films. But
Yes.
so tell me about, do you always imagine having it in black and white and color? Was that always your vision?
In fact, yes. When Marina, the main actress, came to me, she told me about her idea and what she would like to do, and then I in our first meeting I said, okay, but this is too boring, because what she wanted to do was she wanted to put that old lady in front of the mirror and just have an internal conversation with herself. And I said, okay, that's nice, but that's not a short film. We need to show more. We need to go into the flashbacks where we show her in her younger self, experience the nice part of life, the nice scenes of life. And that's why we see her on the beach in Thailand. We see her with a painter. We see her meeting an old friend around a campfire. Yeah,
Her
we see
kids,
many
like her kid, like
things.
the cover, yeah. And then you have that, the first moment is that it's like, it's a sexy moment where like she's putting on her, like her stockings, she's
Yes.
putting on her face and she's like, she feels sexy. She feels alive. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Also wanted to show this contrast
Yeah.
from now, where she is standing in front of a window with rainfall going down, versus bright life and earlier life, where she enjoyed to celebrate and being on the phone, wearing sexy, being confident, versus now being desperate.
And so the black and white's got a really cool effect to it. Well, it's beautifully shot, and you really don't see her face, and it's almost like she's trapped in this kind of space, right? Like the way the black and white is shot, it's like beautiful cinematography. Did you kind of like when working with your cinematographer, did you storyboard things? Did you how did you kind of create your shot list?
We did storyboard a little bit. Once we knew that we confirmed the location, which is a beautiful industry loft in Germany. Once we knew we have this secured, then we were thinking about, okay, how can we achieve it to have this kind of cave where she is living?
Yeah.
And we
Yeah,
did
that's
our
what it is.
best
It's like a
to,
cave. Yeah, totally.
and she only breaks out from this cave two times. One time when she is thinking about her past, when she walks through that painting and like remembers the past about this, and the second time when she's going to kill or trying to kill the young woman. Yeah,
Yeah.
but the rest of the time she's moving only between the memories, which is picture frames, photographies standing on a sideboard, and basically the rainy window. And we wanted to show that, that contrast to her former life and to the younger life.
100%. So okay, so just to go back, your so the so Marine Marina the actress, so she's Marina Welsh, that's her name, right?
Yes,
So she
exactly.
came to you for this project, right?
Yes,
She came, she wanted to do this kind of arc, this kind of theme.
exactly.
Why
She
do you think
came
she
up
came
with
to
the
you?
idea.
Why do you think she
Sorry?
came to you to do this project?
Please repeat, I
Why do you
didn't.
think she came to you? Why did she particularly like, why Christian? Why did she come to you for that?
Oh, she told me she has seen my Instagram and my website, and she was impressed. She told me with what I've done so far, and she needed some production. She needed somebody who can do that, who can fulfill her idea. And basically it turned out it was perfect. It was a perfect match, and it is a perfect match. Since then we became friends already. This is now 3 years, 3 years ago when we started. And yes, it has been a tough but a wonderful journey. And
So
now
you
we
never met
are
her. She just found you on social media. She just found you on,
She
yeah.
found me and she texted me, and I can tell you the story I've received. I mean, I received quite a few emails per day, but her email was outstanding because she used different kind of font sizes and different kind of colors. And I was seeing that and I was like, holy crap, who is sending an email nowadays like this? Yeah? And then I read through and I was like, okay, that must be some crazy lady. Yeah? And but then she kept on texting me, and then I replied, and then we had a Zoom call just like we do now.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be quite interesting.
Quite interesting. Okay, and then you guys co-wrote the script together?
Yes, exactly.
And we're okay, you're low, but you guys are located in different cities or?
Yes, we are located in different cities. We have a drive about 4 hours different.
Okay.
She's around Cologne in Germany, and I'm down south at Baden-Baden, which is like roughly 4 hours.
Okay, so 2 hours if you guys meet each other in the middle, I guess.
Correct, correct. And then we also met the first time around Frankfurt. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then, so that's kind of an amazing collaboration. And she just kind of like, she, what she was very, I'm assuming she was very interested in doing, she wanted to do this project, right? She was.
Absolutely. She wanted to do that, and I said, yes, okay, we do that, but we need to add a little bit more to the story. And
Yeah.
that's when my ideas came in, and she loved the ideas. So we co-wrote the script together, finished it. It took quite a while, finished it, and then went on for production.
So she's a an established actress, right? It's like she
Yes,
in Germany,
she's an
right? So
established actress. She is regularly over TV in Germany.
yeah.
You can see her on TV. Yeah, and for this we just found each other for this. It was perfect.
Because I'm just projecting, but I'm sure she's having some interesting issues with her own acting career, right? Where you play the love interest and then all of a sudden you're playing the mom of the love interest. Use a
Of
cliche,
course.
right? Like it's like you're not the main, you know what I mean? Like it's like you with age, your roles change, I guess, right?
Yes. I think it basically was a biography, more or less, about the issues she is facing
Yeah.
in life as she's getting older. Even though, I mean, she's a little bit older than she looks like, so lucky her. Yeah? But at the end, a lady that is aging, it is,
She's,
I
I think
think, a
you want to
struggle.
rephrase, you want to say she's younger than what she looks like. You said she's older than what she looks like. She's younger than what she looks
Oh,
like.
sorry. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
She says her age on IMDb and she's gonna, she's 59. She's gonna be 60, right?
Exactly, and she
She looks
doesn't
like
look
she's
like
40,
that.
right? So.
Yeah, and she doesn't look like that. If you compare that with other typical German faces, you will be you are seeing a lot older faces than
Yeah.
hers.
But what I'm saying is that she's like looking at her career and she's like, okay, this story hasn't been told yet. I want to tell this story,
Yes,
I guess. That's what I'm
it was
assuming.
also one of the big reasons that she came up with this to me was. She told me, you know, after all of this COVID era, this kind of fear, and you can't do this, you can't do that. She wanted to do something that is a big, big, big yes to life, you know, to take back the people into the now. Because what is happening around you often can't change the things, yeah? The way they are. You don't have power over this. Over it. But what you have power over is your own mind and your own thoughts. And this is like an ode to life. That's what we wanted to achieve.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, and so then you kind of you assemble you the, you produce the film. You kind of assemble the team, got the team
Yes.
together. Yeah.
Actually, we did that together. She is more than an actress. She definitely is. We did a lot of things together. She organized quite a few actors for this movie. One of them, a very, very popular German actor who finished his career, 40 years career for TV and movie theater in 2017, and then moved to Thailand. Basically, that was the reason why we filmed in Thailand. He is the monk. Yeah, she is like she is communicating with. And that was, he didn't want it to go in front of the camera anymore, stand in front of the camera. But as they know each other and they are good friends, he said, "All right, let's do that one last time."
One last time, and then he's gonna re he retired. This is his last film.
Yes, this is the last film.
And then, okay, so the photos in the film, are those her own photos of her own life?
Partly. Not all. Many we also took the pictures from the scenes, but there was, for example, one picture of her dad that she had a look at, which was black and white,
Yeah.
and she was like remembering that it brought her into the right emotion for when filming.
So tell me, okay, the flashback scenes, the scenes that are in color, there's kind of a filter, there's kind of like a
Yes.
haziness, I guess, right?
Yes.
And then so then the black and white is very crisp, very, very polished. You know, camera doesn't move, it's like very like still
Yeah.
and it's beautiful. And then like the color is like it's like almost like out of focus in a sense.
Yeah, you want to know why, right?
Yeah.
we wanted to achieve a kind of blurry memory slash what she sees. Because at the beginning of the film, until the climax, we don't know, is that her past or is it actually something that she watches? So we wanted to achieve some kind of, yeah, like an almost like rudimentary memory. Like, yeah, she remembers a little bit, or she see a little bit, but she doesn't see all. And we wanted to leave the audience until the climax back with the question, what is that? Why is it blurred out, and why is it so lighted up? I don't know.
And then there's like all her past is about like love and creativity, right? Like love, creativity, and it's like she doesn't understand that it's going to be different, but it you can still have love and creativity no matter how old you are, right? But yeah.
Exactly. We wanted to show that throughout the, I mean, we are in the now when she is in front of that window when it's raining and she's desperate. Yeah, she's between smoking and drinking red wine, but actually she never really do. Yeah? She just like sits around, does nothing, and reflects on her misery. And we wanted to show that in her past, she exactly knew what was life and how to be happy and how to enjoy life. So what made her lose it? That's actually what we wanted to show in the film. And what made her lose it? We also don't discover a fully 100%. Maybe it's like, yeah, time passing and you are successful and then you are forgotten, something like this.
Well, it's never one thing, right? Like she's in, I don't call it depression, I call it self-pity. So basically, she's kind of in self-pity, right? And it's
Yes,
like,
she is. She is, and she hates actually what she is doing. She hates that young person, and she wants to take back this young life from this young person. And that's why we even have this climax scene with the almost shooting.
So the yellow car, that's a nice car. Where did whose car was that?
That was we were lucky that we filmed that in Frankfurt. It was a 1970s Porsche from somewhere there, which belongs to Klassikstadt, which is classic town. They have a lot of antique cars, yeah? And we were lucky to know somebody there, so we were allowed to film. Yeah, basically with a lower budget, you need a lot of connections.
So she did she was she part of the editing at all when you guys were editing the
No.
film?
No, editing was only me.
And she was okay with the length of the film?
She was super happy with it, yes. Because at the beginning we were over 50 minutes. And then we cut out this and cut out that, but I knew already, I was expecting that we still need to cut out things because it was a little bit too long and re repeating each other. So we cut out what we could cut out until it was the full story told. And then it was exactly 42 minutes.
And then so then you're just like you said, you got it out there, like she's happy with it, and
Yes.
she just wants to like what's do you have like plans for the film? Like you just wanted to get it made, and you guys are sticking to the integrity of the story, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. That's one thing. Integrity of the story is very important because it's like a self-funded film. Second thing is, this year is all about the film festival journey. We were lucky with Wild Sound Film Festival, yeah, but there are, of course, it's a long journey. It takes 1 year, yeah, at least until we are done with this. And then, of course, we would like to find somebody where we can actually show that film. I mean, the feedback we got from your audience as well, that was amazing. Yeah, we were compared with David Fincher. From the cinematography, and yeah, many people were like praising that film, and of course we would love to show that film to a bigger audience.
And so and it's like what I'm curious the percentages. So it's like you can consider this a black and white film, I guess, right?
I would say yes. But you've also seen it. So it's like, okay, the first two-thirds is black and white, but with flashbacks in color, which is each like 1 minute to 2 minutes. So I maybe half of the film is in black and white, and maybe the other half is in color. It's not easy to determine.
So tell me about the titles, like the kind of like the phrasing. Like, was that in the script as well, where you kind of like had different chapters and used quotes, the
That
quotes?
was the title was in the script, Seconds in Eternity. And actually, because we came up, I mean, this idea, we had it in German first, yeah, but it translates to the exact same words in English. We had it in German first because our monk was incorporating that into his speech, what he was giving her when they were on screen. And that was the first scene we filmed in Thailand. That was the first ever scene. For me, it was very close. I just needed to fly from Malaysia to Thailand, which is 1.5 hours flight. Very easy. And Marina, my actress, came from Germany, and the rest we did in Phuket in Thailand. And then when he came up with this phrase, seconds in eternity, Sekunden in der Ewigkeit in German, we were like, all right, that's it. That because that summarizes the film, which it is. We only have seconds in eternity, and we need to make the best out of it.
In the grand scheme of things, the world's been around for billions of years. Humans
Yes.
have been around for 200,000. Our lives are
Exactly.
like so
Yes.
unimportant if you really think about
Yes.
it, right?
Yes. And it's all about what we make out of it. It's all about that. We can live a miserable life, and we can live a happy life. It's about us and how we see life as a whole.
I was asking you, like, I want to know about the quotes, because, like, I'll give you what people want quote. It's like near the end of the film. What we leave behind is not as important as what how we lived, because in the end, we are all just mortal. And you have like quotes like that throughout the film that kind of create the new chapter. Like,
Yes.
when did that come into edit post-production? Did you add that in post-production, or was that always what you guys intended to add
We
these
always
quotes in the
wanted to
film?
do that. That was Marina's idea. She wanted to have a film with a lot of poems and quotes that reflects on life, that explains a situation better. Because our focus was talk less and tell less and show more. So we wanted to have a phrase or a quote or a poem like that, and to summarize some situation that we've just seen. And I believe that worked quite well because what I heard from people who have seen that, they were like really reflecting on this.
100%. Like, it's because they're all kind of important quotes, and they set up the tone of your next film, right? Of the next
Yes.
chapter in your film, right?
Yes.
So
They give some time to rest and also, let's say, to digest what we've just seen. Yeah.
and set up the next emotional beat, I guess,
Exactly.
right? Yeah.
Exactly, and give
And you
space
said you
for the
edited the
next
film
one.
yourself?
Sorry?
You said you edited the film yourself?
Correct, yes.
And who did the sound design?
No, the sound design was
I said,
made
who did the
by
sound design?
no, sound design was made by a Malaysian not couple but friends, yeah? A lady and a guy who did an incredible job together, you know? And I've been with them in the sound studio a few times in Kuala Lumpur, and it was not easy with me, but eventually we achieved it.
Yeah, no, because it's a nice sound design, because there's a certain tone that you have to reach, because it's not
Yes.
much dialogue. It's very much, so like, was that done on purpose? Because even like it's a German film, but you have the titles are in the quotes are in English, right?
Well, we filmed everything in German and in English.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we did two films. Yeah, but
Yeah.
it's exactly the same length.
So you have your German audience and you have your English audience, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's smart, right?
Yeah. Because you know, German language and German film is nice, but we have what 100 million people to watch, while at the same time, English version, we have what 2.5 billion people. There is a big difference, and a big, way bigger audience.
So what how is the independent film scene in Germany?
Well, it is yeah, it is existing, let's say like that. It is existing, but it's maybe it's not easy because these days, if you're not funded by a TV station or a bigger company and you basically do what they ask you to do,
Yeah.
yeah, it's tough to fulfill your own ideas and to have your own thoughts. Not so easy.
I apologize. I don't know if you can hear that. Something's going on outside. The windows are closed. This never happens. Here we go.
No, I don't hear anything. It's okay. No worries.
Okay. So basically, great talking to you. Before we leave you a couple of things I want to talk about your blog interview because I found it funny. A couple of things. We asked people, I always describe the film in two words, and you said worth watching. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just worth watching, right? And
Yeah,
then
that's what I thought.
when we asked you people we asked you what when do you realize that you wanted to make films? And you talked about playing Lego when you're around 7, 8 years old, and you were
Yes.
building film like you're building movie sets why with your
Yes.
Legos?
Yes. I don't know why I did, but basically that's my story. While all the other people, I mean, I always watched a lot of TV when I was younger, documentaries, but also the not so nice things like, for example, Jerry Springer and those kind of talk shows. And I was
Yeah.
always curious when I saw the TV studio, how do they achieve it that you almost don't see the camera in those
Yeah.
kind of TV studios. You just don't see it. So I thought, okay, I will dive deep on the ground and have a look at it, how to make it work out. So I took my Lego that I had where I can just build something. And yeah, and then I imagined how it is and where can you do this and how can you do that. Yeah, and then one leads to another. And then actually, my life turned out fully different at the beginning. I didn't do anything creative after school. I
All I
just
heard was that
went.
you watched Jerry Springer when you were a kid. That's all. That's the only thing I heard.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
basically that's it.
Because I guess you got that in Germany. They dub it in German.
No, I mean, I knew Jerry Springer from what we've seen, from what we've been able to check on.
Yeah.
And sometimes we've seen some cutouts, how terrible it is actually. Like you always
Oh,
need
it's terrible.
security
Yeah.
that the people don't fight each other. But we had German version of talk
Oh, you had a
shows.
German
So
version of it. Okay.
yes. So they didn't need it security like you guys needed in the US
Yeah.
on these shows. But it was also yeah, quite interesting to watch.
So there's dysfunctional people who want to show their dysfunction on camera in Germany too. I thought that was just an American thing.
No. That's I think all over.
That's a
It's all
universal
over the
thing,
place.
right? Okay. By the way, there's an interesting documentary about Jerry Springer show on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh no, I haven't.
Yeah,
Is it?
take a gander at it because it's like it takes you back to the 90s and about
Yeah.
how effed up everything was. So
Okay.
anyway, take a look at it. So then
I
last
will. I will.
so we asked you we asked everybody what movie have they watched the most times in your life? Do you remember what you said when we asked you that question?
Well, I watched a lot of movies again and again and again. So
Okay.
maybe I said Interstellar. I'm not sure. Huh?
Yeah, you said I guess you were kind of going back and forth with Christopher Nolan and Wes Anderson. You said Grand Budapest Hotel, Interstellar,
Yes.
Tenet, and Memento. But Interstellar is such with your generation, it's such a I get that we get that answer all the time. It's like in my generation, it's Indiana Jones or Star Wars. And it's
Yeah.
like you're like 10 years younger. It's like everybody in who like in their like late 20s, early 30s, when the movie came out, love
Yes.
Interstellar.
Yes. But you know, I also watch older films than that. I've seen Orson Welles films. I love basically everything from Hitchcock, Michael Mann's Heat. I loved watching and rewatching and rewatching Matrix. Yeah, I mean, there are many films I like to watch. Also Quentin Tarantino, Jackie Brown and this and
Yeah.
that from him.
Oh, Jackie
That's
Brown. That's the one that nobody talks about. It's a good film.
An amazing film, in
Yeah.
my opinion. Amazing. And I don't know why it's like so much under the radar. I don't understand.
It was probably him because he didn't. He it's based on a novel, so it's not his the Quentin creation, I guess, right? So
Yeah.
And it's very much into Emil Lannert's novel. It's like very much his novel, that if you read his novel, it's very much that
Okay.
film, yeah.
I've never read the novel, but I just love the film. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, but any German films?
German films are tough to watch. Either they are super boring, yeah,
Yeah.
or they pick topics that are war related or socialist related back then with the German Democratic Republic.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen enough, let's say like that, yeah. I mean, of course there were quite a few good ones, for example, Goodbye Lenin
Yeah.
or The Lives of the Others. This
The
one
Lives of
even
Others is a great
won an
film. Yeah.
Oscar,
Yeah.
yeah.
I really like
Which
that film. Yeah.
amazing, really good film. But you know, they always dive into similar topics because that's our history in Germany, yeah. And I would like to not always be remembered about, okay,
Yeah.
how terrible all of this time was. Yeah? Sometimes I also just want to have a nice fictional story like the Grand Budapest Hotel, which is just hilarious
Yeah.
if you watch it, or any other Asteroid City from Wes Anderson, yeah, which is a hilarious movie if you see how quirky and crazy the characters are.
Yeah.
And I just enjoy watching those kind of things.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I see we get when the German films get submitted to us, a lot of them are very zany and over the top, like very comical and like really crazy, right? Crazy imaginations, right, in the independent world. But I get it. But it's like you gotta like it's a fascinating culture, right? Because you guys, just everything was destroyed 80 years ago, and you built yourself back up, and but the thing is though, you like a lot of cultures try to like not talk about their the day of the mistakes they made in their past, right? Like if you like look at, sorry, Japanese, if you look at Japan, comfort
True.
woman, they don't want to talk about it. They just kind of try to erase it from their existence. And
True,
that's
true.
terrible, right? But
That's
German,
also terrible, but you know, we do it the other way around.
I know you, that's what I'm saying. You, the Germans talk about it. They want to, it's like therapy, right? It's like,
Yeah,
okay,
but how over therapy you want to do, you know? There is one time that is okay. We talked about everything. We've seen the big films. Even Spielberg made Schindler's List. We know the story. We know the history as well. Now, could we please focus on something more?
Gotcha. Maybe in 100 years. It's maybe in 20 years when it's at
I
the
hope
100 year
so.
anniversary. But you got to remember, like, but at the same time, it's like because they don't want to repeat it again. And you had like a Nazi party was running again, right, in Germany.
It's
Yeah.
yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So that's the
Politics
whole
these
point.
days is a bit difficult to talk about, you know?
Sorry, I don't mean to get it, but I'm saying that you don't. But
No,
that I
it's
like it
true,
because
yeah.
you keep talking about the past. Don't let this happen again, right? That's the
Of
motto, right?
course.
Yeah.
Of course, but at the same time, okay, first thing, past is history is repeating itself in one way or another.
Yeah.
It always happened, and to me, it looks like no matter what you do, it will repeat itself again and
Oh,
again and again because
gotcha.
the people tend to forget and then
That's the
they
whole point.
glorify the past. And then you're like, hello, didn't you learn anything from what happened back then? And they're like, yeah, but this is different this time. Okay.
Yeah, I
Know? So
gotcha.
it's
But
like, yeah, what to do, you know?
that's kind of like a pessimistic. It's probably right. It's more of a real, like we do like technology and invention changes us, but we're still the same dysfunctional human beings, and we're selfish and we're narcissistic, and we're gonna go to war, and we're gonna try to take land, and we're gonna and basically have ideologies that make
Yeah,
me
of
feel that
course.
I'm better than you, kind of thing, right?
Of course, and that's always the issue, and that's why I mean that's a very wide range, but our film that we did with Seconds in Eternity was the main focus was to reunite the people.
Yeah.
After what happened, after all those families were tearing apart during the COVID years, yeah, we wanted to put them back together, bring them back together, let them realize, yeah, the past, okay, but now is the moment for you. Now
Yeah.
is the moment what you can do, what you can change is only now. And that's Like, yeah, we have seconds in eternity, you know?
On that note, my friend, congratulations. Great film. I hope it gets the success that it deserves, and I hope it gets all the
Thank you.
recognition. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so
Let's talk
much.
again. I know you're working on a feature right now. I'd love to see it when it's done. And we'll talk again when you make your next film.
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks. Have a good one.